At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Thanks for joining me for another Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com. Thank you all for joining us. And, of course, rate and reviewing the show on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you find your podcasts. Well, Apple and Spotify are your best places. I always tell you it's the best bet. So my next guest, initially, he's a marketing sales pioneer within the medical arena, holds a record of consistent achievements in driving innovative, cost-effective sales and marketing strategies, programs, and initiatives that produce groundbreaking impact to account retention and revenue growth, but also he's now providing visionary leadership for the leading medically focused CBD company in the nation. And by the way, you're going to get to hear about this company on a regular basis weekly because they have now taken the reins of the well-heralded Hempire program, which you might remember started in 2016 by the folks at CW Hemp. Dr. Mitch Earlywine hosted along with the Stanley Brothers for quite a long time on the show. We had a lot of great guests on there, and the legacy continues with the folks at Purewell. And I'm here with the founder, owner, and CEO of Purewell, Nick DeFrancesco, and Director of Operations, Peter Barnberg. They're both the hosts of Hempire. Gentlemen, welcome to Blunt Business.
Thank you. Wow, I mean, what a great intro. I appreciate it.
So
I'm going to tell you, very humbling.
I want to expand on that. Because of the fact you had CW Hemp that started the show, and we know how much they've done with Charlotte's Web and the legacy that they've put together, to know that you're going to go ahead and continue that experience for those that listen to the show that would have stayed on, we're waiting for a while for that RSS feed to repopulate. We now have an episode already up for people to listen to and more episodes every week. Talk to me about what this means right now to continue that series for you.
Yeah, we wanted to bring, you know, our cannabis, our world in cannabis to the viewers, to the listeners, to kind of tell us what we do from Purewell's point of view on how we want to legitimize cannabis on a medical level. How we like to do custom formulations.
And more importantly, how we like to educate everybody in the world of cannabis because, you know, let's face it, there is no education going on out there.
So let's go talk about Purewell itself. I'm going to go ahead and give a context to the whole brand for everybody out there. Now, Purewell is a medically focused and vertically integrated hemp company dedicated to providing the purest, most effective USDA certified organic full spectrum hemp oil products on the market. You're crafting proprietary formulas targeting specific symptoms and disease states. And I can tell you this myself, and I'll talk about this later on the show, about just with what you're doing at your proprietary location here in South Florida, where we're not too far from each other. I got a chance to visit the facility prior to getting things started to get the production of Hempire started. Your customers, you're getting a lot of good, and the market obviously in South Florida, an elderly market, a market for people that's, you know, they come to South Florida to retire or they come here to live, and there's a great healthcare market here. A lot of great doctors here, a good healthcare system. Customers with your products are enjoying general health and wellness, increased benefits, while systematically addressing a lot of issues, sleep, insomnia, pain, inflammation, anxiety, and depression issues. Now, we've spoken, I mean, extensively on Blunt Business and on other programs about the bad actors in the CBD space. I still remember when we did our USCC Expo, the last one we did in Miami, we had another convention going on at the same time as us with a lot of CBD products and an experience that people were not necessarily too happy about, because you saw hundreds of CBD companies, hundreds, just at this show that was across the street from us. And, you know, you think about, okay, these people might have 5,000 milligrams, or what is really in the product? Is it like a supplement? Where are you actually getting from the stem? Is it from the leaves? Is it from, like, what part of the plant are you getting it from? So talk to me about the level of standards that are out there in the CBD market, which there, I mean, there's not much to work off of, and the lack of trust that's created that Purewell has had to overcome.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's an amazing point that you brought up that I'm so passionate about and we hear every single day. I actually was, I created a COA, that a QR code that we put on every package,
product,
internet.
Everybody, even if they work here, we put it right on them.
We put it on them. Why? Because this was years ago when I was working at Veritas Farms. And I said, look, we have to have a standard of what is in these products. Not, for example, Purewell is USDA certified organic. We're kosher. We're non-GMO. We're vegan. But how does it represent that on a COA normally? It's usually a one page that you see from a company that says, oh, okay, you know, we got a couple things in here.
Just has a red stamp, says cleared.
Cleared.
Very good. Approved.
And I'm like, okay, this is not going to work, right? We need to do something that's a little more comprehensive than just this cleared stamp, right? So there's about 9 pages. Obviously, it talks about the heavy metals, the pesticides.
With the lack thereof.
But I meant the full extensive panel of testing that we do. Obviously, all the cannabinoid profiles for our products. We have over 160 cannabinoids in our product. We're very proud of that. We use 4 different strains to come to that cannabinoid profile. But how do we show that? You know, how do we show that we're heads and shoulders above someone else? But it's also that I'm more important of how crazy I am about putting things in my body, that what am I taking? What am I putting in my body? Am I going
to
just
point? You're having to do something with a COA has to authenticate, but you're having to create that yourself. There's not a universal standard that's in place. I mean, even with, you know, state to state for legalization for cannabis, medical or adult use, there is not a set standard. There might be one set by the state, but there's not a universal standard. So when it comes to what you're doing with your products, what's the level of standard that you're trying to create?
Right. I'm trying to. Exactly. I'm hoping that other companies follow suit, doing it the way that we're doing it. Again, it's great to have that USDA certification and all of these things, but where are we sourcing some? Obviously, we're vertically integrated. We use 4 different types of plants that we are able to use in our extraction methods, which is called ethanol, very differently than a lot of the CO2 extraction that's being done now.
Which just adds more chemical processing to it than later to get that CO2 and everything out.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, when you think about cold ethanol extraction, just let me explain that very quickly, but it's just, we're putting the shucked product, so the product after it's been hung out to dry, and we mash it down just a little bit to make so it's a little bit more absorbable with the cold ethanol, which is just alcohol, right? In a sub-zero temperature. And it basically pulls out every cannabinoid because it bonds to either alcohol or fat. And we're going to not put it into a vat of butter, right? So we put it into...
Unless we're a baker.
Right. But we're going to put it into something that's going to pull out every beautiful thing that comes out of that plant, which is not just the cannabinoid profile. Could be chlorophyll. Could be other things that are in it. I'm just saying... Everything natural from that plant. And that's why people like something like a Rick Simpson oil, right, or something that they've always heard of, because it's the most natural state of being able to pull out the plant with no chemicals, with no, like you said, the CO2 extraction, which people would want. When they say farm to table, right? That's, I mean, as close as us wringing out a plant and putting it into a bottle is what we're trying to do. Right. And we want to show that through our QR codes, our COAs, and say, look, not only are you getting that, but here's the proof. You know, this is what's in it and this is what's not in it.
And if you can't find it on something else, then couldn't tell you really what's in it. You got to take the word from the guy behind the counter with you know, who knows what's going on out there.
Yeah, all the time they go, I have this CBD. What do you know about this? There's like 50,000 companies of CBD out there.
And most of them know nothing
Nick
about it.
And Nick and Peter, but this is what's going to be happening. With Hempire, you're going to show what it means to be authentic, what it shows to be where you're going to have quality shown in front, because you're going to talk about it. You're going to go ahead and promote the fact that what you're doing at Purewell, and in general, what people need to be understanding, the positive benefits of CBD when done, extracted correctly, when it is being done right, and when it's effective because it's pure, it's done right. You know, it's honest manufacturing of the product. You're going to educate the public about the benefits of cannabis, specifically hemp oil-based products. That's really what the Purewell mission is. And, of course, we're going to have a lot. I've been calling it infotainment, because we're not going to just have it where you're going to be really learning about what Purewell is, but we're going to hear from people that know that CBD has worked for them, and we're going to hear from some really, you know, outstanding people. People that you're going to be familiar with and you're going to recognize from various walks of life and various high profiles about what CBD's done for them. So I want you to expand on how Hempire is going to amplify your message and authenticate your mission.
Awesome. And so are we on right now? So when I say that is I love that narrative, because here's the thing. Okay, let's fast forward to the fact. Let's say we did everything we just talked about, right? We rang out the plant. It's the purest product. We do know that hemp has some benefits. Cannabis has some benefits. When I say cannabis, it's on the umbrella of hemp and marijuana. Okay. But now, how do we maximize the plant? We know now that the plant is good for us. We're all understanding that at this point, which years ago, it was not that way, right?
No, okay. It was a runaway because this plant is scary and it's going to attack us.
Oh, right. And, you know, we had that stigma to us. Now people are coming around. Okay, here's the more important thing. What cannabinoids, what profiles are going to best suit you? Are you looking for sleep? CBN. Are you looking for pain relief? CBG. Or, you know, again, there's all these other ones. But now, how do we take those amazing cannabinoids that we've been studying more and more every day
and tell the people
and add certain things to it that make it even better, like a custom formulation for a specific disease state? And that's what we're really proud of. That's we're trying to not just take the plant for everything it's worth, the entourage effect, the ECS system that's working, your endocannabinoid system, putting it all together. But what other molecules that are obviously organic, USDA certified organic purity ways, but what products inside make something that cannabinoids is that are amazing even better?
Right. And you don't want just us actually explaining that to you. That's why you're going to actually hear it from other people. You're going to see how they've implemented it in their lifestyle, because it isn't just a blanket thing and just one molecule like
Peter,
CBD.
I want to expand on that because of the fact that if the kind of people that you're going to bring on board, you might want to hear people that are just everyday people. Of course, there's always shows and people that you want to have. There's one thing to hear everyday people that are talking about the benefits, right? But then there's also a thing where you're going to have people that are recognizable, they're inspirational, they're successful, and they are
right.
You know them, you've seen them, you know, you see them as major performers, entertainers, people that have been in the space that, wow, this person's saying this? It's always where, you know, it is true. There's that whole idea of like, when you recognize a famous figure, you're like, oh, wow, he said this? I got to follow, which is exactly what you're doing with Hempire.
Yep, that's true. I mean, and you know what it is? It's also a lot of these people have been on other platforms or have tried getting the narrative out there. And, you know, unfortunately, no one's listened to them. And so hopefully by hammering home and getting them in front of larger and larger audiences, bring them to a place that's really trying to legitimize it and show that this has medical benefit, has real help for people's better quality of life. That's why we want them on the show. That's why we want them to talk about their stories.
I was excited for our first guest, and it was the first time to really hear that a person that I've watched and looked at and saw how amazing athletes are growing up. You know, they're warriors, right? They're people. It's so different as you get older. You see athletes, you think about how the body breaks down and you think about what, you know, sports do to you and how the toll that it takes. But when you're young, you know, they're gladiators, they're warriors.
You're just thinking about touchdowns, home runs, and, you know, hat tricks.
Right. So
let's do a little sneak preview of who you had on. You actually had former NFL All-Pro offensive lineman Kyle Turley, which, by the way, he still – I still remember when he was playing with – I forgot who he was playing with. Just,
he played with St. Louis.
That guy was just so effective on the field. And the kind of lumps that guy would have taken and just the, you know, the injuries he had to go and overcome. And knowing that, as we know, with various injuries and we know with the NFL, where they've done things, you know, where we know that how certain players – have gone down the wayside where they've been addicted to opioids and painkillers and finding other alternative methods to try to relieve the pain that continues to linger after they're well off the field. And Kyle Turley, who really did make that point across and talked about where the NFL stands, where things are right now. And, you know, even though we're starting to see some good concessions by the NFL to try to do more research and to help out, there's still a long road to get there.
Well, that's for sure. It's definitely a long road and unfortunate that, you know, they know they're dragging their feet on it. And just by saying, you know, taking a little baby step forward gets them to, you know, I guess, be on the back burner and everybody forgets about it for a while and they can go do what else they want and then come back to, oh, yeah, well, look, we did this. Now our study, when we all know that these studies have been done, not by the NFL, like they've been done for years and years and years, peer reviewed on this.
Of course.
I mean,
Israel is the top company that's ever a country that's ever done these reports, but also the fact of, I mean, years they've been doing it since 1960.
Right.
I mean, it's just like, it's crazy. And now we're just starting to come to the forefront of obviously US is a little late to come to the party, but they're trying to, like you're saying, they're trying to do these things that are just a content falling on deaf ears.
Oh, which is, you know what it is, Mick. And Nick, because the fact that we know there are certain large entities with a lot of lobbying dollars that are trying to keep that kind of information out of the hands of people like the FDA and out of other people like congressional officials or lawmakers to let things go ahead and move forward. That's why. Now, we've got to go to commercial break real quick, but again, I'm here with the founder, owner, CEO of Purewell, P-U-R-W-E-L-L. And, of course, that's the website, purewell.com, P-U-R-W-E-L-L.com. And I'm also here with the director of operations, Peter Barenberg, and they're both the hosts of Hempire, which you can now hear resurrected back on with new episodes here at CannabisRadio.com and wherever you find podcasts. We'll be back with both of them after a short break.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome back to Blunt Business. I'm here with Nick DeFrancesco, the founder, owner, and CEO of Purewell, and Peter Barenberg, director of operations, and the hosts of Hempire on Cannabis Radio. They have all taken the duties for the show, and there's a lot we already talked about just before, but I want to get into this with you, Nick and Peter. This is just happening. This was just yesterday as I recorded this episode. Money Watch reported that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, is not expected to move quickly on regulating CBD from hemp. No shit.
Yeah, right.
This is according to Cowen, like, let me just say this. So Cowen analyst Harrison Viva said Wednesday in the wake of a special meeting, he said this, quote, "We are encouraged by increasing numbers of studies and greater regulatory focus relative to even 5 years ago, but we still do not expect to see a near-term change in the FDA's treatment of CBD in ingestible formats without pressure from Congress. And the FDA continues to resist moving ahead with guidelines on foods and dietary supplements because it's uncomfortable with a lack of knowledge around toxicity." What are your thoughts?
Well, talking about lack of knowledge on toxicity, we could be here all day talking what they try to force feed us. That's for sure.
I mean, laughable. How crazy. I mean, you're talking about something that no side effects, no contraindications, no drug-on-drug interactions, helps more people, never had deaths. I mean, I can't even, but the regulation part is what we're really talking about. And that's, of course, what we love at Purewell, because we're trying to make something that, you know, has, we try to keep our products regulated so people know what they're getting, what they have in their body, what they're ingesting, and consistency, right? So like, you know, it would be nice to, if someone said, well, I went to this shop and I got this oil from, it doesn't matter, from wherever. And it was, I took 50 milligrams, okay? And it made me feel a certain way. And then, so what should I take in your stuff, right? What should I take in your oil? And it's like impossible to do that.
Well, because, first thing we got to do is go, well, what are you trying to treat?
Right.
What are you trying to treat? And that's the main thing that's going to separate most companies from another, is because they really don't care what they want to treat you. They just want to give you something and move you along. Almost like they're just running a business, not really trying to help anyone.
And what is that they're actually giving you is what I'm really saying. Like, I mean, when people come in there with these bottles, first of all, I look at the label. I look what the packaging looks like. I'm like, you're really going to take this for something severe? Like, this is nothing on this. Not only does it have any labels, it just looks like it was made in somebody's garage. And
but it was right next to the Chiclets and the hot dogs. I wanted impulse buy.
So it's, of course, people are uncomfortable with things. I'm uncomfortable that this is how people are buying product. I am uncomfortable that people are uneducated. I'm uncomfortable that the fact is that we have products that are helping people and getting them off of traditional medications, pharmaceuticals, these types of things.
That's the problem right there.
Right.
Pharmaceuticals and the money that's coming from there is the reason why they're going to come up with studies and hold us back for 5 years again and another 5 years.
But then we got to mention this too, because what about, and this never gets talked about, but what about these stores? Listen, these, you know, they're hardworking people, these convenience store owners, these bodega owners, they take certain products. And I know what happens. There's sometimes they get some product. Oh, well, there's such an upside. If you go ahead and buy this from us right now, take the bulk of this inventory, and then you sell it at the price you want. And then they can't sell it because there's no trust in the product if it's coming from a store like that.
Right. But you're that saying C stores. Sure. I'm saying almost everywhere, like even a head shop. Right. I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, I'm talking about wellness places. I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, with Veritas Farms, we launched into CVS and Walgreens, all trusted places. But the truth was, is it didn't do well because people aren't educated on what they're buying. There's a lot of things on the shelf. They really don't know about CBD in general and all the uses and things that it could be used for. I mean, for example, a lot of people don't know that it's used for GI issues. I mean, that's something that's never talked about, or something that's talked about, or autism, or, you know, ADHD, or I don't know. There's a lot of different things.
And just to give and context, Veritas Farms was the original name of Purewell. And, you know, you saw that kind of message right there, and then you're saying to yourself, okay, well then, what was it about Veritas Farms that you decided to make the change to Purewell and the messaging and the branding? Talk to me about that.
Yeah, I mean, Veritas Farms, I was very happy to be a part of, but the truth is the direction that they wanted to go was not where I wanted. I saw the vision of cannabis and where Purewell needed to go. And that was, of course, on a much more medical level, to legitimize cannabis on a medical level, but also the fact of asking questions about specific disease states, education, quality of product, but custom formulated products. Things that were not just, everybody's got CBD by this point. Now, the purity of CBD is one thing, but everybody has CBD, right? They don't even know the difference between broad spectrum and full spectrum.
Right. All they know is CBD.
They only know CBD.
Which is isolate, technically.
Right. Which we don't have in our product because I don't believe in isolate. I believe that you need to use the whole plant, all the cannabinoids to help with again, I say it all the time, but it's like when you're in a war, do you want to go with one guy? Or do you want to go with 167 of your closest friends?
I mean, am I trying to be sneaky and like a ninja? Because then, you know, you can't go at 150. I mean, if you had 150 ninjas, though, there's a problem for anybody.
There you go. And I'm the one with 150 ninjas.
We wouldn't have to worry about all this if the FDA would just move forward. And again, this was implemented in 2018. How many times do we have the FDA have to have a meeting? Public comment. We need more public comment. We need more public comment. So here's the other thing more from HoneyWatch.com. Despite the growing number of unregulated dietary supplements and other foods, as well as hemp-derived Delta-8, the FDA did not offer a timeline for review of CBD. But meanwhile, we know that certain states, and there's been actually warnings about Delta-8, been put out in the market. But that's all we're getting from the FDA. Otherwise, CBD has been in limbo since hemp became legal in the 2018 Farm Bill. It did not legalize CBD, which is made from hemp, and moved enforcement actions on it from the FDA to the Drug Enforcement Administration. So implementing and getting this full support to go ahead and move forward and to give the proper approval as to what that hemp bill was supposed to create. Talk to me about where you see things going with real movement to implementation.
We were so excited in 2018. We thought that this was going to be the change that we were all waiting for. Became, cannabis, non Delta 9. So anything other than Delta 9 was considered a common crop, right? Well, so below, federally legal.
Below a certain level.
Yeah, of course. Well, no, the THC part, right. Below a certain level, the Delta 9.
Right.
But everything else in the plant was considered federally legal, right? So, and it was going to open up banking. It was, because, so many people were not even able to bank their money. And it was like Scarface with cash in a plastic bag. So in that respect, we thought we were really excited. We're going to really start to make a movement. And then, of course, it stalled, right? And now we get this information that we're going to be stalling more. And it's just something that we are, we're really at a place where when you see on our show, we're going to have athletes, we're going to have people that are making differences in the world that have changed their life or that have literally changed how they live their life.
And that's the problem why they're going to push back and hold it off, because it actually is going to be helping people and they need to get you on the hook for a good 20 years so they can just take as much money from you. So they gave you one thing. I think they realized that that's probably a mistake. We gave them too much. Now what do we do? Well, we just tie it up in courts and legislation and a bunch of bullshit.
Can't
and it
make
never
money
gets
on
done
pharmaceuticals
it.
When people are getting relief from cannabis.
Right.
That's for sure. And the fact that I can't stand the side effects and why I got out. Yes. Look, I do have my background is in medical. Okay. And I worked in pharmaceutical companies. I worked in medical device, but I worked for pharmaceutical companies. One in particular, Primus, that was all natural. That was a medical food. There was, there was nothing synthetic in those products. So that's my background in pharmaceuticals. Why? Because I used to get job offers from Pfizer and Sanofi Aventis and Novartis and all these. I would never work for them ever in entire my life. I would never stand for what they stand for. And I hate to say this like this, but it's true. I can't stand the side effect profiles. I can't understand that these people are being told to take one thing and they need to take something else to contradict contract a side effect that they got from that traditional medication. And that is what Pure Well's about. That is what our message is about. We are legitimizing cannabis on a medical level to make you understand that not only you're going to be the most educated, entertained, informed to make the right decisions. Hopefully you check us, our products out, and maybe they'll fit into what you need to get done, but we will give you the best of the best of what we can do in cannabis and in hemp.
That's right. A little Eric Roberts action.
Yeah.
Let me give you a little bit. This is the standard we have with the FDA. I'm going to just say this right now. The person that was commissioner of the FDA when this hemp bill was implemented was actually passed was Scott Gottlieb. You know where he is now? He sits on the board of directors of Pfizer. That tells you everything you need to know about why this hemp bill has stalled for all these years. The government continues to go ahead and perpetuate this kind of behavior. They allow this. And of course, they're going to move slow. Of course, they're going to go ahead and have big pharma in their pocket. And this is exactly proof positive right there. So keep that in mind if you want to wonder why the hemp bill has taken more than 4 years to get implemented and why we have bad products on the market in the first place. Look at George. Scott Gottlieb. Look at Robert Califf right now. Just saying. I'm here with Nick DeFrancesco, founder, owner, CEO of PureWell. And the website is purewell.com, PureWell.com. Look at the website. While we go to break, I'm also here with Pete Barnberg, Director of Operations, and they're both the hosts of Hempire here on Cannabis Radio. We're going to come back with final questions. Stay with us.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Welcome back to Blunt Business. I'm here with Nick DeFrancesco, the founder, owner, and CEO of PureWell, and Peter Barnberg, Director of Operations, and the hosts of Hempire on Cannabis Radio.
Well, George, I wanted to say something, and this is really right up your alley and what you're talking about. So Primus was part of what's called medical foods, GRAS standards, generally recognized as safe, okay, which is really what cannabis should be under. And the reason why I say that is because GRAS standard, generally recognized as safe, means that they're FDA regulated, not approved. It takes $1 billion for a drug to come to market, but not because of the fact. Okay. So we know $1 billion, right? It's a lot of money for anybody.
I mean, I got a tree back there. Right. Give me a couple of hours, I'll harvest.
But what we're saying here is that the approval process means that it's safe to take. Now, why would something you know that would be safe for you, like cannabis, versus why are they worried about safety? Because it's made in a lab. It's synthetic, right? Mm-hmm. So they're not, of course, we know it's efficacious. It means we know that the product is going to work on you, but is it safe to take, right? That's the difference between an FDA approval and regulated. Okay, so medical food approved versus regulated. They know that it's safe for you to use, right, and it's good for you. Antioxidant profiles, safety profiles. I mean, just everything works in your body because your body usually has a system that's already ready to accept that molecule, right? That's what a medical food normally is, as GRAS standards. Okay. But what we have to do is prove, is it efficacious? Does it work? So it's completely opposite. And I wish that cannabis was under that classification. Working at Primus was very hard because we always constantly had to deal with these Pfizer's and big money pharma companies that didn't want that. We were making a huge amount of headway with Limbrel at the time of the long-term anti-inflammatory, and that's why we created Pure Relief here at Purewell.
We're going to come on back. Now, Nick, I got a chance to go and visit you and Pete and the folks at Purewell. Boynton Beach, Florida is where you're located. Just down the street. And even before we got started on doing the production of the hemp party, we're like, Nick's like, no, you got to come down here. I'm telling you, just come to the store. You told Darren and Brandy, you got to come to the store. You got to come to the store. I got to show you this. I got to show you that you got to come down. And I, the introvert that I am, rarely make visits, but I did make the visit one day. And it was right before a 420 event that you hosted, which, you know, I'll tell you, I look at what you have in the product line. First of all, I love the packaging and branding. I love the look of the logo, just everything with that. And then the other part was, you know, you were definitely not hesitant to say, you got to try this. And then one of the things you gave me was a roll-on product as part of a sample, you know, kind of make you a little bit of a goodie bag on the way out. I gave it to my mother, the roll-on, which is used for pain. And she has a lot of issues where she's diabetic, a lot of foot pain. She used that. Unlike anything else, if you try to use other regular conventional OTC products, nothing worked as well as that roll-on. And she's even asked me again, can you get me another bottle of that? I'm like, okay, I got to go do that. But it worked. And, you know, that's just an example. My mother's, you know, near 80 years old. God bless her. You know, it's like, I want something to help her release some of her pain. And it's like, there we go. Let's see what happens with that. And I've tried other CBD products, and I brought the same kind of samples from other people that have been on, and they never did anything like this product did. So I'm sure you hear those stories about that all the time. So talk to me about what is it about that you are so upfront and you're so willing to go ahead and let people try and sample because it works.
Yeah, and George, of course, thank you for coming down. It is our headquarters here. So I wanted you to see, you know, pictures of the farm. I wanted you to try the product. But yes, there's a lot of time and effort that we put into our products and why they work so effectively. Didn't know about the diabetic part, obviously very near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, the neuropathy,
I have another product she could try too, a salve, which is also, well, great for neuropathy. But there you go. It's the fact of us wanting you to try the product, because there's so many other CBD companies out there, and with misinformation and not quality of manufacturing or how they're putting the products together, or they just don't have the combined molecules that we are adding in these products to make them and take them to the next level.
Plain and simple. We know it works. So it's putting your money where your mouth is. Let me just show you. Let me show you. Put a little bit on, and in 5 minutes, you're going to be asking me, what else you got?
Come on, who does that anymore? How many products do you see out there that, you know, you wish that it works, or you think that it's something that it's not, and it just shows up and you're disappointed? I wanted you to come down. I wanted you to feel it for yourself, just like I encourage anybody to do that. That's why we have sample sizes on the actual website as well. try it. You don't have to get into a big bottle. Just try and make it short. Why? Because there's so much research and development that's going into our products. There's so much care. There's so much passion. We're really trying to heal people. We're trying to help people. Getting back to what we were talking about before of how people are posturing because of big pharma and now not wanting regulating cannabis. Why? Because these products work. Yeah. So why would you not want them out there and educate the public that they don't need these side effect profiles? Why? Because of money. And it pisses me off so much. The fact of someone saying like, you know, well, we're going to kind of put it on the back burner. We have so much information on cannabis from, I mean, it's just ridiculous at this point. Again, other countries here every single day, anecdotal evidence, a lot of doctors that we deal with because we deal with doctors and healthcare professionals. We set up little trials in their offices just to forward the never, just to say to a rheumatologist, how do I prove to you that it works? Right. And it works in a very small case study. Now, of course, you can't do like real case studies yet with cannabis, but you can do it in an office like that. So we have patients take these products and give the results back to the doctor and say, hey, where was your pain from 10, you know, zero right. to 10? Where were you in 2 weeks and 4 weeks and 6 weeks? How was your sleep patterns? We do sleep testing, where people go and they sleep without a pulse oximeter, with a telepathy, with it, you know, the whole, I'm missing
the CPAP machine.
Well, it's not the CPAP machine. It's something that actually about. Your sleep pattern. So if you have sleep apnea or if you have interruptions in your sleep, even brain activity, we've gone through tests with that and see what Purewell products like Pure Sleep does with somebody that has sleep issues and now takes it and goes, I have a great night's sleep, but the numbers are showing it, right? It's not anecdotal. Like you feel rested and relaxed and you wake up and you go, wow, I'm bright eyed, bushy tail. I'm not groggy. It's not addictive. It's not habit forming. I really have had a night's sleep that I haven't had in years, or I have pain from pain relief that from Pure Relief that has gone away in long-term anti-inflammatory that I don't have anymore. But this passion is because we're now taking the plant, all the cannabinoids that are in it. We're seeing exactly what works for you. And then we're adding other molecules to it to make it even better. And that's where the pharmaceutical companies should be taking all their money to do that. But instead, it's their synthetic labs and these multi-billion dollar industries that's where they want to make their money with all the side effects that come along with it. Come on, people. Well, let's wake
then
up.
They can produce something for that side effect and produce something for that side effect.
Of course.
And then we got you on the hook once again for something else.
You know, it's funny about my product. People say, well, why did you make a product so good that maybe one day I won't need it anymore? You know, isn't that bad for business? I go, no, it's actually great for business. I want to help you. I want you to have something that works for you that you tell five people, but we actually make a difference in what healthcare should be, making you better, not maintaining you so that you need something else or
not funding my life.
Yeah. I mean, and here's the thing. That's the thing with Pure Relief. The longer you take it, the better it works in your body and that hopefully one day you won't need it anymore. Not that I make a product that you're dependent on for the rest of your life. So that's where we are with Purewell. And that is why I wanted to do the show for Hempire. We want to bring on real people. We want to get your feedback too, how we can make the show better, you know, what guests we want on, what topics. You know, we want to make it the most interactive show, Our World in Cannabis, but really for the people.
Right, because it's all of our world. We're all in it together.
I understand the vision of where the show's going, and it's good. But it's also, like I said, as Purewell is a sponsor for Hempire, you know, it's a matter of looking at what the products are. You just mentioned the sleep product. You have gummies for sleep. You have CBD salves, tinctures, and also products that are also geared towards pets. And I've got to take real quickly a Google review that was given to your team a few weeks ago where they talk about one of their pets, a dog, suffering from stomach ulcers due to long-term use of NSAID arthritis pain medication. And stomach wasn't healing, couldn't take the medicine, tried CBD oil, and also that same dog had a swelling of a rear foot and due to a tumor in the thigh of that leg. Next morning, the treatment, the swelling went down drastically. He was much more mobile. And the same thing also happened with nerve pain because this gentleman talked about how his wife dealt with nerve pain and felt relief right away while using it. And that all the dogs they have in their household are now switched to CBD oil and thriving. and they won't even try other products. They want to try the sublingual CBD ourselves. And, you know, that's the whole thing. Talk about a whole family of that. That you have multiple people just getting a chance to try the product and learning about it. That's the message being sent. And then not just everyday people, but it's the people, like we said, those that you'll recognize, you'll say, oh, my God, I saw them in this, you know, this sport, this on TV. I've seen them. I know who they are. And they're saying it. They're saying something about the benefits of CBD when done right, and they're praising. And that's what you're going to hear about on Hempire. It's going to be the praising, and not just that, but you're going to learn why this is so effective. And talk about a certificate of analysis. Talk about a stamp of authenticity. Hempire is going to hit that over and over and over again like a rubber stamp. So, Nick and Peter, real quickly before we wrap things up, again, the website is purewell.com. One word, by the way, P-U-R-W-E-L-L.com. We wrap things up. What? Give me some final comments you want to make.
No, it's just funny you said pets because that's how I got into cannabis to begin with. I was at Primus, and I have a dog that had some really bad joint issues, as all shepherds do. And someone said, you need to try the CBD. Now, obviously, I was a little skeptical, as everybody is, that there was a product that, you know, would work. And I said, you know what? I went Rick Simpson oil, actually, I used. Yeah. And so that's why we make our oils very similar to that. And the relief was ridiculous. He was able to walk around like he was eight at the time. He was able to walk around like a puppy at that time. He is now, you know, still strong. He's running around, you know, a little slower, a little bit older.
Takes him a minute to get up.
Takes him a little bit of a minute. You know? But I'll tell you, if he doesn't have it, it changes his life because he couldn't even get up. He'd be crippled. So that was enough to me to say, I need to look into cannabis. I need to make a difference. I need to get out of the medical field in the traditional sense and go into something that's really helping people and legitimize cannabis and let the doctors that I used to talk to every day that need studies and this and that. And I bring to them these products that work for their patient and they're blown away every single day. And it just, that's what I do this for. And that's what we're all here for, to help people to legitimize cannabis on a medical level, but to really help whatever you have side effect free.
It's all about a better quality of life and learning something along the way.
And yes. Then on Hempire as well, you can't do a show. You're not going to, I already know Nick and Pete, you already insist you're not going to do a show that's going to be, well, let's bring this guest on because they got a product to plug. No, no. We want to hear about your story. We don't want to go and worry about all the other things going on. And we're also going to make it where we're bringing on people that are actually going to be entertaining, and we're going to get the best out of them. We're going to have a real chat. And no, we're going to cut through what you might hear on other podcasts. We're trying to go in a direction where we want people to listen to 30 minutes and feel like they got a lot out of it. Real takeaways, got a chuckle, got a laugh, got something that just made you feel, you know, feel good.
Yeah.
That's Hell what we want to do. That's what Hempire is going to do right now. It is available now. CannabisRadio.com. Go ahead and look for the episodes. And remember, subscribe, rate, and review. Look for the show. Check it out. Trust me, I'm behind the show 110%. We're going to make this show great, and it's going to be because listeners like you will go and check them out. So compliment your Cannabis Radio listening. Blunt Business, along with Hempire, make sure to subscribe right now. If you haven't done so, I highly recommend it. Anyway, that's going to do it for the show. Thank you, gentlemen. Again, I've been here with Nick DeFrancesco, founder, owner, CEO at Purewell, Pete Barenberg, director of operations, the host of Hempire here on Blunt Business. Thank you for joining me, gentlemen, and thank you for listening.
Appreciate your time, Brasco.
Thank you, Brasco.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.